It's time to fall back again this weekend. You'll get to change your clocks from daylight time to standard time for maybe the last time, but probably not. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has the latest on the West Coast movement to adopt permanent daylight saving time.
The Washington and Oregon legislatures have voted to ditch the twice-yearly time switch. Oregon's move is contingent on California getting on board, too, which won't happen until next year at the earliest. Now British Columbia might spring to the front of the line. Here's BC Attorney General David Eby as he introduced year-round daylight saving time enabling legislation in the provincial parliament Thursday.
Because we are monitoring similar initiatives with our neighbors in Yukon, Washington, Oregon, and California, the change in the bill would not take effect immediately, but would be brought into force later to create the opportunity for a coordinated approach with these other jurisdictions.
The biggest snag in all this is the U.S. Congress, which can't seem to find the time to deal with requests from states for the needed permission to go to year-round daylight saving time. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.
As for Idaho, legislators there last year passed a non-binding resolution that supported allowing northern Idaho to go to year-round daylight saving time if Washington makes the change.